Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. This is a super exciting episode with a special X2 connection with today's guests. We have brothers Jake and Tanner Johnson from Pure Shenandoah. Born and raised like their hemp here in the valley, they are creating the best CBD products with a true seed-to-sell company. Once quarterbacks for my NFL son, Landon Turner, these brothers now lead an expanding team that started with the vision of utilizing the entirety of the cannabis plant to bring a sustainable and carbon negative future. By educating communities and building a positive culture, they plan to make an impact that supports the generations to come. They believe in serving everyone a dose of goodness for a lifetime of wellness. Welcome, Jake and Tanner. Glad to have you both on today.
Hello, hello. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thanks for having us.
I know. This is so cool. I love our whole family connection, and I can't wait for people to hear about what you guys are doing at Pure Shenandoah.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us, and thanks for having us on. You know, it's been a little bit since we've caught up, and this is an awesome way to kind of do it and express ourselves, so thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's going to be really fun. I have to say, I got to start with one of the common misconceptions that is out there about hemp, because I've had them and I think our listeners would want to know it too. What is the answer to this question? Is hemp the same thing as marijuana? And what is the difference exactly?
Yeah. So like you said, that's a huge question that everyone seems to have. And it's because, you know, throughout the past decades, that information hasn't really been clear. It has been a little bit misconstrued. So it makes perfect sense that people are a little, uncertain about that. But there is a huge distinction. Both are coming from the cannabis family. One is bred to have a little more THC, being marijuana. And then hemp has very, very trace amounts of THC, meaning less than 0.3% THC, which technically makes it hemp. Now, hemp even can get broken down into two other categories, being the cannabinoid side, which is the CBD that everyone knows and loves, that medicine that provides so much quality and medicinal help for people. And then the industrial side, which is the fiber for sustainable packaging, paper, clothing, rope, things that people have known, you know, for hundreds of years. So that's kind of a very simple way to put it. It does get kind of cloudy, but I think that's the easiest way to kind of say it.
Okay, great.
And yes. We'll say this too, on our YouTube channel that we recently came out with, we have a video that actually addresses this. Abner, one of our brothers, does a great job of breaking that down. So you guys can also view that too.
Okay, that sounds good. And laughers, if you're hearing a little reverb, they're actually in their facility. It's a factory. It's a huge place. So just bear with us a little bit and that'll explain what's happening. But I can't wait to go see it in person. It looks really cool here on Zoom, just have to say. All right.
Yeah, next, bear with us, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, bear with us. This is really great. Does Pure Shenandoah hemp extract contain THC?
So, yes, very, very small amounts. Of course, non-psychoactive. So, that's the other big thing when it comes to THC marijuana and CBD coming from hemp, is that CBD does not have that psychoactive property to it because of the teeny amount of THC in it.
Yeah, so we utilize a full spectrum product, which means we have all the cannabinoids and the terpenes that are naturally occurring as we grow this stuff too. So we have those cannabinoids and terpenes that work great together, but in the legal threshold of under that 0.3% THC.
Okay, all right.
We're actually looking at coming out with a couple different product lines addressing some of these things too, because some people want no THC, and if their job, you know, tests for cannabis, having a THC-free product, there gotcha. Will be versions of that, you know, but we believe that all the cannabinoids working together offer a better, you know, higher quality products. But of course, we will address that with other products too.
Oh, that's a great segue into the next question. So what is your extraction process then?
Yeah, so here at Pure Shenandoah, we utilize CO2 extraction. You know, in our opinion, it's the cleanest way to keep a full profile of the plants. It's a very It's a gentle way of extraction. We're able to keep the cannabinoids and terpenes throughout the whole process. You know, then we go through a refinement process where we're taking out some of the plant material, the fats and lipids, but we utilize these different types of refinement processes and formulate. We have a chemist on staff, Grant Kaiser, another Harrisonburg guy that we have on the team. He does a great job for us. He does a lot of the formulating and he has tweaked it to where we're able to use these different extracts for different products and utilizing them for a high quality product.
Wow. That's an impressive process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets very complicated too. And again, some of that will be addressed on some of our YouTube channel too. If you guys want to nerd out and get into the nitty gritty details of that stuff, we'll make that available.
Okay, great. Now, I think your personal journeys and experiences that led you to your business you have now are quite extraordinary. So I want to talk about that a little bit. This Pure Shenandoah is a family-owned business and you all come from a big family. How many siblings do you all have and how many of the family members are involved?
Yeah, so, you know, we get it all the time. Anyone who knows the Johnsons knows us having a big family. So, you know, I have four brothers and four sisters, meaning there's nine total. Our mom was the oldest of seven. So having that big family is kind of all we know. It's definitely what we're used to. And we wouldn't change it for the world, that's for sure.
Yeah, the age range goes from, you know, Drew, 32 years old, down to our baby sister, yeah, Hollis, who's six. I think she just graduated from, was it preschool or?
Oh, my gosh. Baby yeah. Hollis is in preschool. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, well kindergarten or, yeah, whatever graduation. She goes down to school in South Carolina down there now. So, you know, their setup is a little bit different than what we had here in Virginia. But, yeah, they're doing great down there. And then she just graduated. But our family dynamic is crazy. You know, like Tanner mentioned, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yes, I love your family. And I love your mom. Your mom? Yeah, your mom. Yeah, shout out to Christine Johnson.
big shout out, right?
Yeah, big shout out. She's an entrepreneur, and she used to co-own University Outpost with your uncle. So you all grew up helping with that family business. What did you learn from that experience you feel has had the biggest impact on how you run your business now?
Yeah, so for me, at least, kind of seeing what it takes to get things done. The lights, when they're out, that doesn't mean work stops when you're an entrepreneur and when you're the owner of a business. So to come, you know, overcome challenges and understand that it all comes down to you and what you're able to do with your team, you know, is definitely what I kind of took away from what my mom did. She would always just do whatever needed to happen. And I think that's something that changed me for the better.
Yeah, I think same for me, you know, just that go-getter mentality that our mom did. You know, she was pregnant for 7 years of her life, if you do the math, you know, with nine children. Yeah. And then also getting into the business and doing, again, whatever it takes. And then that team dynamic between, you know, her and our dad and what we had to do for the family. You know, we all did a lot of babysitting. You know, maybe our house was a little bit messy, but gosh, we got along and it breeded, you know, where we are today. And, you know, we're super thankful for that. And to kind of touch back on the question too, I think originally when we asked, you know, how many of us are involved in the business currently, we have the four brothers. So it's Tanner, myself, Abner, and Talbot. We have Drew out here. He's up from South Carolina, staying with our aunt. He's going to be kind of part-time in Harrisonburg in South Carolina. He's been doing our landscaping for the summer, you know, gets on our zero turn. So he's getting involved a little bit. Skylar is up in Richmond, Virginia. So she's going to be, you know, helping us here and there. We're trying to get her down to help in the retail front that we're going to be coming out with here soon. So as many Johnsons as we can get involved, we're definitely pushing for it. And then, of course, when our family does come up from South Carolina, they'll help on the farms, you know, transplanting. So everyone's lended a hand, of course, their minds and, you know, helping, you know, encouraging positive mindset. So in that aspect, everyone's involved.
I love it. Now, I mentioned our personal connection in the intro. Both of you were quarterbacks at Harrisonburg High School and teammates with my son, Landon Turner. Do you feel your early leadership experiences then have played any role or influence on the team you are building now? And if so, what ways?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, another shout out Coach Sarver and the whole Harrisonburg High School coaching staff when we were going through. I mean, that culture, that team mindset, you know, there's no individuals, you know, we couldn't wear a different color, anything, socks, whatever it was, we were all a team. And, you know, that goes hugely into what we do here at Pure Shenandoah. We rely a lot on our teamwork communication, a buy-in from everybody, because this is a startup. You know, we have a bigger picture of where we want to get to. Everyone's underpaid. We're getting our hands dirty, overworked, you know, and we love it. You know, it's the challenge that, many businesses have, and, you know, we want to be here to stay. So that team effort, that culture that we're trying to breed, definitely reflects from what we learned in, you know, football with Coach Sarver. Then, you know, always having that sense of security from our blind side with Landon protecting us. So that was always a reassuring factor of that.
Yeah, and just to go off on that a little bit more, you know, like Jake was saying, there's so much when you work with a team like that, and especially football too, because you develop a brotherhood and you really have people's backs and you develop relationships that will just last forever. And that's kind of what you can incorporate into a business too, if you do it the right way. I think it's harder to do in business just by the, you know, the overall system and stuff like that. But I still think, you know, even in football, when you lose a game, there's something to learn. There's something to gain from that. You're still getting better. And that same stuff applies to business. You know, maybe something didn't go all the way the right way this time, but what did we learn? How are we getting better? And how are we growing? Because that's all that really matters with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time you play the game, you're still winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, we got a lot of Harrisonburg guys, you know, that graduated from Harrisonburg High School and then went on to do a couple of other things. So that dynamic is awesome. You know, as we go to expand, it's going to be our foundation group that, you know, breeds the culture that we're going to have for, you know, the remainder of the business.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's so neat that you played football in high school and now put a team together then. And we went all the way to states and should have won that, but we won't get into that right now.
Yeah, we won't get it. That's another whole story. We can go in on that.
But I think it's really special that a lot of those teammates are now a part of this business and this team. That's really exciting. Now, you both graduated from JMU. What were your degrees in?
So I graduated in 2015, intelligence analysis with a minor in economics. So actually that major was fairly new at the time. They have a national security concentration and a business kind of concentration. I went, you know, lean towards the business side of things, but it was all about analyzing things and looking at systems, which is totally like the coolest thing in the world, if you ask me. So I really liked that major overall. And I think that I get to use it, you know, every day, which is, I mean, it's what your brain does is analyze. So learning to how to use those techniques to, you know, gain that information, turn it into knowledge and then into wisdom, you know, that's what it's all about. So.
Great. And Jake, how about you?
Yeah. So of course, you know, I was a big sports guy, so led that way in college. I was sports recreation management with a business minor. And now here I am a cultivation director at Pure Shenandoah. So I've gotten into this ag side of my life, you know, post college, but I've always had, you know, experiences in the garden with my grandma, doing some stuff like that. I've always had a pleasure of row crops, just seeing it. I actually was playing farm simulator on my Xbox before I was getting onto the farms, you know, so
I've always had that.
It was pretty fun. I would hop onto the Xbox. Oh gosh, it's pretty realistic too. So I learned a lot about equipment on that side of things. You know, I say city boy, but we're Harrisonburg, you know, not too major city, but, you know, right in Rockingham County and the surrounding area, all the different ag that exists from the poultry to dairy to the crops, you know, my life has been like expanded a tremendous amount on that side, learning about the cultivation stuff, which, you know, I moved out to Oregon and then had some experience on the cannabis farm out there, kind of brought that back this way.
Yeah, you did. And that you brought that back. And how did that experience working with the cannabis farmer in Oregon impact what you're doing now here with Pure Shenandoah?
Yeah, you know, so gosh, very key. And, you know, moving out west to Oregon where cannabis was legal, you know, that was a huge culture shock for myself. Of course, you know, being from a big family and, you know, being responsible and not being able to, you know, put off or cannabis, you know, what that meant to my family, you know, they didn't support cannabis necessarily, not necessarily support. They always supported us, but what cannabis, you know, had in the negative stigma, the negative light that was associated with it and breaking that, going out west, you know, and seeing people, my mom and dad's age smoking cannabis, talking about eating edibles and having an awesome experience, you know, like, holy crap, like this is a side that's going to eventually open up, right? This is on the west, but it's definitely going to come eastward, and it's only a matter of time, right? So then when we were kind of looking at the hemp laws, we figured out, okay, this is our segue into the cannabis industry as early as we possibly could, you know, then expanding onto where cannabis is here in Virginia. You know, we're pushing a recreational program. There's a medical program that exists here, and of course the hemp program. So for us, July, there's going to be open up for, you know, personal consumption, the growth of four plants in your home. So, you know, we're pushing, you know, cannabis to a forefront, and we're excited to be part of the industry.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, the whole different thought process is coming this way.
And I'll kind of just say, you know, the feedback that we've gotten a lot, and when we end up talking to end consumers or anybody in the industry, we end up talking to them for 20, 30, 40 minutes kind of about, you know, what cannabis can do and how it can benefit their life. You know, it doesn't have to be something that you have the recreational effect from, like the alcohol. You have the medicinal side to it, and that's actually treating ailments and doing wonders for people, right? So for us to be able to bring that here to our hometown has been a blessing.
Yeah. I think so too. There's many aspects of running a business, and you both bring some unique experiences that complement each other. And Tanner, you were in, after you graduated from JMU, you were in finance management, used car sales. Can you talk about that experience and how you feel that role has played a part in what you're doing now for Pure Shenandoah?
Yeah. So, you know, I was there for a real quick almost 4 years, and I learned a ton along the way. Had the privilege of kind of learning each aspect of the business, kind of learning how that system came together. So originally, all I was doing was buying cars for the dealership to resell. And then I moved into the used car management role, where I got to actually, you know, buy inventory, sell it, move it, market it online, get with some of the advertising stuff with Jake. So little did I know, I was kind of paving the way to learn different parts of the business. You know, then I got into the finance side, which of course you have to know with a business. Without that, it doesn't matter how much money you're making if you're spending it all too fast. So yes, you've got to know what you're doing in a simple way.
Then everybody's going to be way, way underpaid.
Exactly. Okay. So yeah, it was a tremendous side to learn just the business. But then even on top of that, you know, anyone who's been into a car dealership and bought a car, you see all kinds of different people who buy cars. It's not like this person comes in to buy cars. Everyone buys cars. So seeing so many different personalities and learning a lot of different people's backgrounds, and, you know, even going into their budgeting and how they're trying to buy this car, I just learned so much about how people look at the world differently, I think. And it was really cool to see that too.
Yeah. So what is your title then in Pure Shenandoah officially?
Yeah. So I'm actually the CEO. So, you know, all the brothers and really the whole team, we work so hand in hand, but, you know, I'm like the main point of contact and kind of do a lot of that stuff, organizational kind of side, and lead the sales team for the most part. But yeah, it is a tight knit group right now, being, you know, 9 guys deep, but having basically 5 different businesses vertically integrated. We're spread very, very thin. And it's challenging, but it's also fun for that reason. We get to do a lot of different stuff. So when you kind of talk about titles, we don't typically talk about those, you know, talking to each other, mainly because it's just whatever the job is at hand and let's get it done. So,
but I would say too, you know, as we've expanded, it's opened up and kind of put ourselves into different roles that, you know, we have our focuses, right? Because, you know, communicating all the different tasks that need to be done is definitely difficult, right? And then having kind of our own lanes on how to make sure everyone's getting done what they need to, that's been a huge thing too. So we've all kind of fallen into our roles, and then, yeah, we're expanding really quickly. So it always like kind of changed and morphed, and then we'll get into a farm season and it'll change the dynamic. So it's a wonderful challenge that we get to, you know, express and expand and have all these different types of things in our lives.
Yeah, it does change your schedule, because this third time's a charm. We rescheduled. This is the third time. But because of what you just said, the reason we had to reschedule is that it was great weather this week and you were planting like crazy
Yeah, if we were getting acres of industrial hemp fiber planted, you know, a big part of our business this season and a big part of our expansion is getting into the fiber side for, you know, the textiles, the paper products, the sustainable packaging stuff that Tanner had mentioned. You know, and a lot of people think about the cannabinoid side. Not too many people know and understand the industrial side to it. And it's where we can get a lot more farmers involved. And of course, you know, here in the Shenandoah Valley, farmers are looking for different ways to kind of supplement income. And hemp is a great alternative to that. And I believe in our climate, you know, our founding fathers grew hemp here. And they say, you know, Virginia was the breadbasket, or the Shenandoah Valley was even the breadbasket of the colonies because of all the wheat production and actually this hemp production too. They found a lot of these hemp stones in these mills. And that's how they knew that we grew a lot of hemp in this area too. So, you know, the rich history is here. We're kind of just bringing it back to light.
I did not know that.
And on top of that too, right? Like not many, like Jake was saying, everyone knows about the cannabinoid side of things. It's what everyone talks about. No one is really doing the fiber side of things. There's a handful of groups throughout the country, you know, so for us to be kind of tackling the cannabinoids being CBD and eventually THC soon and all the other ones, but also to do the fiber, that even puts us in another realm of special, if you ask me. And again, it's just adding a lot to our plate, but, you know, we're ready to go after it.
Yeah, you have 250 acres now that you've planted.
So we're working with, you know, over 25 different farmers here in the Shenandoah Valley, expanding out into Orange County a little bit. Culpeper, we have some acres out there. And so we're going to be totaling right around 500 acres of industrial hemp fiber production. And then for the cannabinoid side, we're around 15 acres. You know, so that's, we've done a lot. So our first year, we grew 1 acre. Our second year, we grew 30 acres, 15 of CBD production, 15 industrial hemp. And then now this season, over 500 plus, you know, so we've been busting butt on the cultivation side and, you know, helping profile farmers to have success with the hemp crop. Because if you're in the hemp industry, you know that not everyone had success. You know, in any new venture, there's a tremendous amount of risk. And what we did and position ourselves to be able to, you know, optimize and find it, like pivot in the different types of industries to be able to sustain and survive this industry. And it's not been the same for everybody. And a lot of the times the farmers were the ones getting kind of screwed in this situation. So we're having to not even break the stigma of like the cannabinoid side, but the industrial side of how to make a profit with this crop. So, you know, we work hand in hand with these farmers and it all depends on these farmers to have success for us to be able to push these cultivation side to where we're producing the hemp as sustainably as possible and the abundance, right? Because we can replace a lot of different industries and products, but we have to be able to produce this stuff on a large scale. Right now, we import all of our stuff from, you know, typically the Netherlands or France or Germany. These people have, you know, hemp program that's been going over for 20 years now. So we're learning a lot from them and how to apply it back to what we have going on here in the States. And again, we've kind of lost our industrial lineage and culture here. So we're just trying to bring it back.
Right. Yeah, I really like that. You know, this is a good question then. Oh, at least for me, I think people would want to know more about this too. This vision expansion of the industrial side and the hemp, was that the original vision of Pierre Shenandoah? And was that inspired by you, Jake, or you?
That's a great question, but Tanner's going to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I feel like we kind of were taught in school a little bit about hemp, like rope and some of that stuff. So you kind of heard about it. At least I did. That's when I started to just think, okay, it's a plant that grows so much faster than a tree, but we're using the tree anyways. It just seemed a little bit funny. And this was just in high school, but you kind of flash forward and we're in 2014 and they're opening up, you know, the laws for universities to grow hemp. And they really thought people were going to go the industrial route. And what ended up happening is people were looking more at the CBD production of it, especially as 2018 Farm Bill hit, everyone jumped in and went right into CBD. So we kind of thought just how the government probably did that most people would go fiber first, then cannabinoid. So we kind of were looking at them at the same time, but even we fell into the CBD side of things, looking at the market, looking at the profitability, knowing that fiber was going to come pretty close to it, just not sure exactly when. You know, now we're talking, you know, 3 years ago, but yeah.
So your vision is kind of morphed a little bit over time from the original vision of the company. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And I think it's like a lot of the timeline, like all the stuff's like kind of up in the air. It's like, which one do we get to pull down next? And it just kind of depends on what's going on. This industry is special for that reason too. Changes day to day, you know?
Wow. Okay. So what do you see in the future, say 5 years from now? And what do you
think? Yeah, well, I see a crap ton of industrial hemp fiber being grown, you know, side by side to all these cannabinoid products being produced, you know, and the future of where cannabis products are going to be, you know, it's going to be one-to-one products. There's going to be inhalers. You know, you don't have to just smoke this stuff. You're going to be able to eat it. You're going to have a multivitamin. You know, it's going to be a quite awesome industry as we push it into, you know, where it can be. You know, the research, the development hasn't been there, but now that it's opened up completely legal, you know, that's really going to be unfolding in the next 5-10 years. And of course, you know, when the industrial hemp side of it, identifying what sustainable and what other types of recycled companies can switch into hemp and have success with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we see hemp, you know, kind of not taking over, but really taking a decent amount of market share of raw materials that are just less sustainable in general because of this plant and how powerful it is and how we can grow it. It just makes so much sense to utilize it that these other ones it doesn't make sense. So until that switch happens, you know, and that comes with the markets and there's other things too, of course, but growing enough to sustain the markets is the very first thing.
Yeah. And there's this cool thing, you know, with the new administration pushing carbon credits through the USDA and hemp being a superior crop at sequestering carbon. So we're looking at rotations, implementing hemp with other crops to drop this overall, you know, carbon positive footprint that we have here in the world. And so reducing the overall carbon emissions with hemp is another big factor where mm-hmm. we see the next 5-10 years.
And Elon, he actually just started a little grant.
I'm sorry, who started?
Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk, yes. Yes,
$40 million to see who can get the best technology to reduce carbon, you know, and sequester carbon out of the air. And it's interesting because we're looking at that program like, I think we can reduce a bunch of carbon out of the air. And it's funny because our technology is cultivation. It's not like a, you know, some kind of machine that goes up in the air and just gobbles up, you know what I mean? It's
right,
which
right.
might be what he's kind of thinking might happen, but we'll see. That's just something that we've looked at and of course is kind of out there, but we go after anything that falls in line with what we're already trying to do anyways.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of cool. You know, hemp kind of just brings us back to the basics of, you know, treating the earth right, treating your body right to ultimately, you know, have that health, right? Because that's what just hemp promotes, you know, and identifying a sustainable way. You know, there's sectors that are carbon positive that we can really kind of attack and see, you know, how can we change that approach, you know? So, and not to mention, you know, the average age of a farmer right now is 55 here in Virginia. So we're going to see a lot of farmers and a lot of younger farmers kind of getting into this stuff, which I have a huge passion for cannabis. And that's kind of what got my foot into seeing, you know, how corn or soy trades and how many hay acres are produced and how do we get that stuff in? So it's been awesome for me to learn that. And I think, you know, a lot of people are going to want to understand that too. And there's going to be tremendous potential with this crop.
I think so too. I want to hear more about the benefits health-wise of your products. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, of course. And probably my favorite thing about CBD is that there is a product for everybody. You know, so maybe you don't have something severe, maybe it's more subtle. There's typically a product for you, and I'll kind of go over that here in a second. So basically, we have a couple of different ways that you can actually take CBD. Some people know of them, some people don't. So I'll go through them a little bit slower right now. But CBD oils, you've got CBD topicals, and then you actually have CBD smokables too. And people hear the smokable and they're like, you can smoke CBD? That's strange. You know, I thought it was a medicine. And like, you know, medicine and smoking, do those go hand in hand? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But in this case, they seem to. And it depends on everybody's preference, right? We've got a lot of people who smoke a lot of tobacco and want to wane off of it and get on something that's better for them. And they lean towards our CBD smokable products and see that they have a ton of benefits. You know, smoking a product going in your lungs, you have so many blood vessels, you absorb that CBD very quickly. and can have a number of benefits to you. So the number one benefit of CBD is its anti-inflammatory properties, which people just love. It can lower your blood pressure, and then also it can attack certain ailments specifically. So I'll go back real quick, and I know I'm going over it kind of fast now, actually, but the oils, you know, so we've got an oil for anxiety, and it's also really good as a sleep aid, especially with this darn virus going around. Everyone seems so stressed, or they're having trouble sleeping. So that has been our most popular oil so far, and it's very beneficial. We've got one for general aches and pains. As you get older, you know, your body just starts to wear down. This really helps get through the day where you don't have to worry about that pain and lets you get out and do things that maybe you weren't able to beforehand. Or if you were taking products, medicine that actually had negative side effects, CBD doesn't have hardly any. So you can get this relief and benefit without paying any consequence down the road. And then also we have products for like the focus side of things. So that would be the Energize CBD oil. It does really good with focus, reducing brain fog. And people actually use it too as an antidepressant. We've had a couple people call in and say, hey, I have a hard time getting out of bed to start my day. And once I started taking that oil, I rip the covers off and I'm ready to go. And you know, that's what keeps us going big time. It's the feedback from our customers and clients who just say that this is game changing, life changing, you know, answering their prayers. So again, these products, they come in a number of forms, strengths. Everybody's different. It does take a little bit of trial, but like I was getting at originally, there is a product for everyone. If you ask me, even someone who thinks they're completely healthy, you know, if you're working out a bunch, you might be a little sore. We've got products for that, you know? So sometimes the results are a little subtle, but other times, again, life-changing. So very, very cool on that front.
I'll touch on some other stories too. You know, arthritis being a huge factor in some people that work in factories, you know, their hands would be bound up by the end of the day. And she was like wiggling her fingers like, and then now I'm like this, you know? And
yeah.
The pressure washer guys that, you know, had the handle in their hands for a very long time and it gets cramps, right? So then he'll rub it on there and he's like, oh my gosh, you know, life-changing. And as Tanner mentioned, those are kind of the stories too that push us going to keep going, right? Because, you know, hearing the people benefit from, you know, some of the products that we pour so much love into is amazing, you know? And so we'll keep getting better. We'll keep refining our products. We'll keep refining our cultivation techniques to keep producing that dose of goodness for a lifetime of wellness.
Dose of goodness for a lifetime of wellness. We all need some of that.
Right.
So I love the benefits that you just, you know, shared with us. They're immense.
I just encourage people, and what we do too is do our best to educate, you know, to learn more about it and how it can have, you know, benefits for you. And of course, start off low and slow. You know, if you you haven't used cannabis, you don't use it very often, identifying, you know, what a good dosage is for you, right? And so, you know, we're pushing our standards. We've recently reached dietary supplement. We have a tag Virginia's Finest. You know, everything's grown here in Virginia and processed through our facility. So these types of things are major. And that's what screams quality from us.
I love it. That's really great. And then the other side of the business is going into this hemp fiber for the sustainable products. And that's where you're working with other farmers, or farmers can work with you, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So if there's a farmer out there listening who's also a laugher and they want to figure out how to partner with you, what can you tell them in terms of?
Yeah. So that's right up my alley, you know, as a cultivation director. I've been going out to tons of farms in the Valley, you know, identifying what their overall situation is, from how many acres, what they currently got going on, you know, what their current lifestyle is. Do you have two jobs, or what do you do, and how can we implement, you know, a hemp crop to supplement at least some type of income on this farm, right? I want to see farmland and ag bump back, right? So I want people to keep their farm. So whatever we can do to help them have success, it's not cookie cutter, right? It's going to be different for everybody, right? So identifying the different types of things that they can have success with, and just optimizing their current operations, and again, supplementing with hemp. So reach out to us, and, you know, you'll get on the phone with me at some point, and probably I'll come out and visit your farm. You know, we like to keep it very local as we expand this thing. You know, we'll have different processing facilities for acres that are over 100, 200 miles away from us. When on the industrial side, when we're moving that many pounds of bales, you know, transportation is a huge factor, right? So being in a close proximity is one of the biggest things. So if you're in the Shenandoah Valley and yeah, you have some acres and you don't necessarily know what to do with it, definitely reach out to us. We'd love to connect with you and figure out what we can do. And we're, you know, as we talked about earlier, we're in the planting season right now. So a typical season, you know, from like May until September, October, were some of the cannabinoids. But for the industrial hemp fiber specifically, we're from May to about end of August, right? That's when we want the stuff to dry in the field and in our area. That's when stuff is able to dry out and you can make either good hay or good hemp out there, bale it up and get it ready to be stored for processing.
Wow, that's really great. The farmers out there, you need to call these boys.
Please well, do.
They're men now. They're men now. Yes. As we wrap up here, can you tell the laughers now how they can follow you on social media and get in contact with you? What's the best way they can do that?
Yeah. So, you know, we're really going to start pushing social media pretty hard. Again, we have so many different roles and responsibilities. Social media and marketing kind of falls under my role, but I would say I've been lacking a little bit. We haven't been getting up as many posts as I would like, but we have Instagram, Facebook. We recently came out with a YouTube channel, LinkedIn. All of these accounts are Pure Shenandoah. So you can either follow there, go to our website. We'll have ties to all of our social media as well. But yeah, definitely give us a follow. You know, we always try to post as much as we can, the cool things that we have going on and, you know, anything that pertains to the industry or cannabis just in particular. So definitely give us a follow.
That sounds really good. And Laffers, we'll make sure that all their contact information is also in the show notes so you can find them there as well. Thank you guys. This has been really great. It's super, super pleasure time to hang out with both of you today. You know, always a blessing to be with any of the Johnsons in my book.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
thanks so for much. That awesome opportunity. You know, you're doing big things and, you know, we're excited to keep following and, you know, see where this thing goes.
Yeah. We all need to laugh more. So this is the right kind of channel to have, right? For sure.
Absolutely. It's time for us to all get back out there in the world and, you know, enjoy life and get all that wellness,
all
the doses of wellness between the laughing and the CBD oils at Pure Shenandoah. Am I right?
Exactly. You're exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, thanks again, guys. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.